That's Bobby Sherman. That's called Hey, Mr. Sun at 20 minutes past one.
Flameless, cool, clean, modern. That's the pure comfort of an electric. The OG&E area last year were total electric. Then think about the pure comfort of an electric climate for your home. It's flameless, cool, clean, modern, and a very bright idea.
Greg Phillips vibrating your earlobes beginning at 7:05 tonight on the Biggie KBIX radio here in Muskogee. I was just thinking about some of the jobs around that Greg has held. Greg's last job before he was a disc jockey, he was wardrobe man for the musical Hair, which was really a great job. And then another one of the great jobs he's had, he was in the Navy. He was a deckhand for a submarine. And just before he went in the Navy, when he got out of high school, his first job was a day watchman. No, that's a night watchman at a day camp. I had heard that he'd been running amok at a mucking camp, but I don't think so.
Is your favorite men's clothing store closing its doors? Then chill always, hand clapped in.
I'll talk to Al Wilburn, and Al says that Plaza Clothiers will be closed on Memorial Day. That's Saturday, so you better get down there tomorrow and take advantage of all the big savings. Nice guys at Plaza Clothiers.
Jerry Pippen.
Meetings for a moment. Hey, maybe you have I don't know what your meeting is that you have planned. Maybe you belong to a civic club, or maybe it's a yearly meeting of some organization or something. You need a place to meet? Why not think of the Cedars Hotel downtown Muskogee at 215 State Street. Catering is available also. Facilities for a meeting of 2 or 200. Don't let anybody catch you. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. That's called Teach Your Children, and that's Crosby, Stills, and Nash at 26 past 1. Well, I don't know, 90 seconds away from the news. I do know that. Like to go to the Caribbean here.
KBIX. Always right day or not.
Jerry Pippen.
It's 1:35, everybody. Michael Parks, Long Lonesome Highway, kicking it off for the second hour today.
Going down that long.
I only know one motorcycle story, and that's about a fellow in town. I guess I'd better leave him nameless, but he liked to ride motorcycles, but his wife insisted on going every place with him, and she could not ride on the back of the motorcycle for some reason, so he bought her a sidecar. And the problem was his wife talked all the time. I mean, she was just, you know, constantly like that all the time, and so you'd see them riding through town, and there they were with their goggles on, and her mouth was always moving, bop, 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 and he had a grim expression on his face as he'd drive through. And one day, he's going down Broadway and hit the Katy tracks rather hard and knocked her out of the sidecar. And he drove on down about 12th Street before policeman Dean Bean pulled him over. He says, "Hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but your wife, she fell out of the sidecar back down there by Main and Broadway at the Katy Tracks." And he says, "What'd you say, officer?" He says, "Well, your wife, she fell out of the sidecar down by the Katy Tracks on Broadway." And he says, "Oh, thank heaven, I thought I'd gone deaf."
It's a wall-to-wall clearance during the going out of business sale at Modern Clothiers in Bright, downtown Muskogee.
80 degrees.
KPIX.
Jerry Pippen with you in the afternoon. Don't forget Greg Phillips tonight. Might repeat the story in case you missed it on the news. World War II hero Audie Murphy was arrested in Burbank, California on a charge of assault with intent to commit murder. Most decorated American soldier in the war. However, it was learned the charges grew out of a personal incident about a week ago. That's all the information we have on it at this time. It's kind of interesting here in this area because, as you may remember, it wasn't too long ago that Audie Murphy was in town. In fact, he stayed for a week over at Western Hills Lodge, and the people that backed the movie were over there having a convention. That's about all I remember about it, except what's the gal, Joan Rivers? Yeah, Joan Rivers came over on Tuesday night, entertained. She's a funny girl. I guess her favorite line is, the town was so small that on Saturday night we go down to Hertz and watch them rent the car.
At Humpty, we have no quarrel with those who sell for less.
And listen to this. Special this week from Humpty Dumpty. Grade A frying chickens, only 28 cents per pound, no undergrades. Also, great cents a pound. That's $1.09 a pound. Just talking to our general manager, Dick Embodding. He says, well, that doesn't beat what you can do around here. You can always go down to the butcher shop and watch them grind hamburger. And I happen to know that he's from a small town up in Kansas originally, and this town is so small that they don't have a hospital. What they do is when you get sick, they send you over to the Christian Science reading room and let you read a couple of newspapers. And television goes off at 10 o'clock at night up there, and he lost an uncle who didn't know that. He turned the television on at 10:30, and there was so much snow he froze to death.